Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150, with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features see owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
What's going on, all you animals out there in podcast land? Listen, the world's back. Are you been waiting to see the brighter side live?
Then get psyched about the Last Podcast Network Country Jamboree at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee on June 18th.
That's right. We'll have all your favorite LPN family out there performing live.
Including Last Podcast on the Left, Page 7, Wizard and the Bruiser, No Dogs in Space, Abe Lincoln Top Hat.
They got Fraudsters, you got Someplace Underneath, The Story Must Be Told, maybe a little roundtable action, you never know.
Ooh,
what you might get yourself.
Spicy.
And of course, The Brighter Side, the reason anyone's going to this frickin' thing.
Tickets are available now on lastpodcastontheleft.com.
Okay, check this out, all right? You think that's cool. On April 30th and May 29th, Amber and I here, we booked some live gigs at the Pack Theater in Los Angeles to warm up for the Ryman. So come check that out and see what jokes we keep.
Again, that's the Ryman Auditorium on June 18th in Nashville, Tennessee for the Last Podcast Network Contra Jamboree.
Yeah! Woo! 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 Woo!
I feel bad for blind dogs.
Yeah, you know, they still smell. Anyway, this is The Brighter Side. And
I love it. I didn't have a proper intro. I was like trying to think of something. And I'm glad we had this little thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, we're all feeling sad, right? And I was like, no, we're feeling happy. But we're playing Hoopa Goo Goo today, baby.
It's Hoopa Goo Goo time. That's right. Your favorite game about finding the brighter sides in 20 seconds or less. Joining us today is Maggie May. Thank you for coming back. You were so great last time we had you on before the world was over. And it's great to see you again.
Thank
you very much.
I love doing this podcast. It's always so much fun.
You, sweetheart. And Frank Castillo, this is your first time.
I'm really excited.
Welcome to The Brighter Side.
I'm a little stressed that I wrote these scenarios wrong, but hopefully
nothing
I
is wrong here. No. That's the whole game. Nothing's wrong.
Oh,
you can never
we'll
do anything wrong.
The rules in the middle of it.
Nothing matters.
It's like a
safe line. Is it anyway?
It's a safe space.
You could tell I have trauma. I'm like, guys, I think I fucked up. I'm so sorry.
No, yeah, because you were like my handwriting, and we're like, Frank, get out of here. You're talking to Ed and me, like. What do you mean? Should I pull first?
Well, let's go over the rules just one more time for everybody. If maybe someone's listening has never listened before, and I think Frank could use, any kind of, preparation. Basically what we're going to do is you're going to pick out of our hat. And in our hat, we wrote a bunch of dirty, no good, horrible things. Mm. And so you pick out of the hat, you read it to the group, and then everyone in the group will tell you in 20 seconds or less why that's not a bad thing, and then you pick who your favorite was. If you pick out of the hat, you do not have to give a reason why it's bad, unless you feel like it.
Unless you feel, no rules, just right. Outback, Bloomin' Onion.
Right. 20 seconds. I got a stopwatch over here, and if you hear me make an aggressive noise, that means that your time is up. I usually give you extra time, but sometimes, 20 seconds. We like to keep it at 20 seconds.
Yeah. We got a tight ship going on here.
Yeah, and the first round is 1 point. And that'll change the second round.
Oh, do you have a point master?
I'm doing everything on my computer.
Wow,
today.
Ed is so smart. He has a computer. He also knew what 5 times 6 was earlier. I thought it was 55.
55. Well, no, if it's an even number, it's always going to be an even end.
Fucking college
got
boy.
That roll, got got that rose gold apple mac.
Fucking shit. Private school education.
They kicked me out of private school.
Fuck you guys.
I like how impressed we're seeming over simple arithmetic. Like, that's not even
college.
The latter half
yeah,
of
so
that.
Bad at me.
No, I'm horrible. All right, so we all go around. Frank, you're first. Find the brighter side of you break your ankle and you live in a 5-floor walk-up. Ooh, that's some New York realism right there. You break your ankle, you live in a 5-floor walk-up.
So no matter how long that your ankle's broken, like that other ankle's going to get so fucking strong going up 5 floors every single day. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're just going to have like a crazy strong leg.
Hell yeah, like a pogo stick.
Yeah.
They gonna call you pogo stick boy.
Yeah, and depending on how you know long you're out, like yeah, that leg could look like you know the Rock.
Honk.
That's right. I love the positivity, Maggie. You break your ankle and you live in a 5-floor walk up.
You force your apartment to get some you know, accommodations for you.
Oh, like the railing and
that scary movie?
You force
them to get railings. You force them to get an elevator. No, I don't know how long your leg is going to be broken for, but they better start construction on that elevator. And that will help everybody else in your apartment complex who's trying to move.
Nice.
That's great for everybody. I like your collective thinking.
It's very nice.
All right, Ed, you break your ankle and you live in a 5-floor walk-up. What do?
Move back home. Leave this fucking town. It's been ruining your life. Everything's so fucking expensive. All your shit's on the fucking top floor. You're sweating your ass off. It's the middle of July. Go to AC, air conditioning, not Atlantic City.
Wow. And your mom gets to make you some pasta fagioli.
Pasta fagioli.
I messed it up. Okay, so you know what? I like the collective thinking. I think Maggie's going to get that point.
Yay.
I think it's a better world for everybody if we all had some sort of facility to help us walk up.
Yes.
Very nice. You know? Frank, pick out of the hat of horrors.
I was sleeping with a guy who lived in a 5-floor walk-up, and I had to say no a couple times because I was like, I'm too tired to get laid.
By the time you get up there, you guys are all sweaty and awful. Oh, that's supposed to happen while you're fucking.
Yeah. He's all hurt. You're like, ah. Nah. I had to walk back down.
Need an ibuprofen for
You accidentally run over a deer in front of kids.
Ooh, I like this.
All right, Maggie.
Maggie, you are first.
You give them a live rendition of Faces of Death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they would have to look on the internet for that. And you just did it in front of them.
That's nice.
You know, it's like Stand By Me.
Grow up a little bit. Know.
Yeah. Let them balls drop. Teach them to show them something. Show them something scary.
Very good. Under time. All right. For me, I'll say, you just thought he was like, you're like, this is the new the post-credit scenes for Bambi. It's going to tease when Bambi's child grows up and kills cars for a living. And then you can put it into the Cars movie series, and it's just deer versus cars, and it's a war.
That's a great series. You know, like how Pixar puts like little bits of the other movies in the other movies? So they should go and put Cars too, and like put a deer in there.
Yeah. This is a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Shock those kids. For me, I would say the brighter side of running over a deer in front of children. Well, you know, we've got dinner here. Dinner's made, and it's a fresh deer. You know it don't got worms because you just killed it. I believe if you eat meat, you should eat all of the meat, and you should eat any kind of animal. You can't just be like, ew, deer is gross. One, deer is delicious. It's called venison. And two, you eat chicken. You're already a meat eater. Yeah. So just, you know, use the whole hog here.
Very good.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good. I like it. Frank, who do you think had the best answer for it?
I think Ed had the best answer. That was great.
Thank you very much, Frank. I appreciate the loyalty.
Nice. Are we making teams now?
The boys. We need more dark children stuff, like Dark Crystal. That's meant for kids.
Oh, that was so scary.
You know, they're not doing that now. It's all about your feelings and everything's going to be okay.
Lemony Snicket was cool.
Yeah, that was.
It's fucking off the parents before the movie even starts.
Okay, your very close friend dies, and on their deathbed, they ask you to take their 4 horrible children and 3 cats.
Oh, they're like, take my 4 horrible children and my 3 cats?
And my 3 cats.
And you can't say no to them, because this was mine. I was thinking about this, because I'm a godfather 10 times. And so I always thought about that, how it's like, you know, man, I got to go before these parents go.
I can't be taking these children. You know, like, what are we going to do in this situation? So my thing is, you know, start a band. I don't know.
Start a band. That's fun. Start a band.
Like, so in conclusion, I'm starting a band.
Like the Von Trapp family, but horrible.
Yeah, yeah. You ever
see- and they're just like, fuck you. That's what they sing.
You ever see that wonderful Irish band of the whole family, and they're all just singing about pee in the bed?
Yeah. No.
Oh, probably a family bed, too, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's called Ain't Gonna Pee Pee, and the little girl sings it. It's, I ain't gonna pee pee. Ain't going to pee-pee. It's a great time. Look it up.
You know a lot of music, Ed. I've never heard that in my entire life. I would say too much music. You know, what am I going to do? I'm sorry. That was a joke.
I was listening to some awful shit earlier just to, like, learn it. And I was just like, what am I doing? I already like so much other stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So I got these four horrible kids and two cats. You know what? I think it might be too late for me to have kids soon. So I have a dream of starting a halfway house for girls that are like from 13 to 17 that are kind of troubled. Because I was a little troubled, you know, I didn't quite get along and I didn't really want to learn. I didn't respect authority, but it would be great to, like, you know, have like a, that would start my house, my halfway house for troubled kids.
Knock,
teach you some skills.
Halfway house.
I know. And they're like, well,
they're not criminals.
They're not criminals. What are they called? Troubled
Yet.
Youth? Yes.
They're horrible.
I mean, if I had just one or two things happened differently, I would have been in prison.
Oh, yeah.
I think for me. Personally. All right, Frank.
How many kids am I getting?
Four kids, three cats.
All right, so you get rid of the cats. and then the kids, you treat one very well and give them everything they need. The other one you encourage through, like, art and, like, whatever talent. The other one you teach a trade. And the last one you just fucking be super mean and disregard. As much as possible.
And that is your time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're going to grow up to be like a dictator.
They're going to grow up to be something, that's for sure. That's the wild card.
They're going to grow up to be a Menendez, is what they're going to do. I would say, let's see. I got to say that I gotta give it to the,
It's all right. You could just pick a person, you know?
You don't even have to, like, think they're better answer. You can just willy-nilly.
I'm really like, who would I invest in? Probably the band.
Yeah, the band's good.
I feel like y'all would churn out some hits.
I ain't gonna pee-pee.
Yeah, what is that song?
It's a great song.
And the little girl sings it?
The little girl, that's like the O'Reilly band or... I'm just going to list Irish names until I nail it.
O'Kelly's.
So is she pissing?
It is the O'Kelly's, I think.
Is it?
I think it's the Kelly band. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And they got like a Charlie and Chocolate Factory kind of bed. Like, it's all everybody in there together.
There's like 12 of them. And the little girl's leading them. And she's singing Ain't Gonna Pee Pee. And then the whole family's behind her, like, doing backup. And the dad's just, like, keeping time. It's a really good, you know, operation they got going.
Okay. So are they supporting her? Or are they like, you know what? I ain't gonna pee pee either.
I think it's support, but no one's peeing the bed. But tonight, it could happen tomorrow. It'll probably happen yesterday.
I mean, definitely the grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, I pee peed it earlier, so.
Ooh, all right. This is a big one. Kim Kardashian telling you to get off your ass and work. Oh, I love this. When we all know her ass is the reason she's got success in the first place. Amen. Kim Kardashian telling us all to get off our ass and work when we all know her ass is the reason she's had success in the first place. Amber, the board is yours.
Ooh, you know what? I saw the video of her saying that, and I'm going to go ahead and say that Kim Kardashian is like, what's that thing where you're not really into it, but you know it exists, but it's not, you're not going to let it bother you.
Peripheral vision?
Peripheral vision. It's like that. She exists. I honestly wish her well. She's worked hard, as she has. You know, she started from a woman getting peed on and, like, taking Paris Hilton stuff out of the closet, and now she's a, you know, multi-millionaire. But
that is your type.
Thank you. I guess I just
Did
don't really...
Did she get peed on?
She got
peed on. I
thought
it was a normal sex tape.
No, she got peed on in the video.
Was this a second sex tape?
No, right? She got peed
on by Ray J?
No,
no,
not the sex tape I saw.
I'm confusing two different sex tapes. I'm sorry, guys.
No, she didn't get peed on. Who knows?
I was
what
like,
she's
of
done
all the people
time.
To get peed on, Ray J?
No, somebody got peed on in a sex tape, and I don't know who it is.
Ain't that the truth?
I don't know who it is, but she lives in a peripheral vision, and I still work, and I'm just kind of like, I just don't let it bother me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
All right. Don't let it bother you. Got it. Frank, what do you got?
I, for one, support Kim Kardashian fully and everything she said ever since she helped, OJ kill his her boyfriend. I've been a fan. So, yeah.
All right. So she helped OJ kill his wife and a waiter. Maggie, what do you got?
I stand the Kardashians for a long time. I was just like, oh, don't make them a punchline. Don't, you know, they're just regular people. They this. I don't have to do that anymore.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to like this person for
I don't
reason.
Have to stand for them. I don't have to be like, oh, hey, y'all give them a break. You know, come on, they're just regular people. I mean, if you're going to say something that tone deaf, then I don't have to, you know, feel the need to defend you ever.
That is your time and the point.
Ooh.
As far as I'm concerned. Because I agree with that completely. I do like, you know, of all the Kardashians, I feel like Kim's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she actively fights to get people out of prison.
Got Centoya Brown out.
Yeah, and so that's, if you do that, you're okay in my book.
She also
sometimes you slip up sometimes.
I don't know, Caitlyn's a pretty big hero.
Yeah.
Caitlyn's a hero. Well, Kim Kardashian changed the look of Hollywood, because right before her, it was like these skinny, big titty blondes, and now it became like this long, dark haired, like large, butts became big.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think if that is facetious, but to change a look of Hollywood is a huge, I couldn't do that.
Nope.
No, I mean, I could, but I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Maggie gets the points. That is the end of the first round. And here is our score total for right now. Maggie has 2 points.
Hey.
Frank has 0. Amber has 0. And I have 2 as well.
Wow.
We are entering the second round. Usually we make the second round 4 points. Does anyone object?
I do not.
Frank,
can you make mine 4 points and everyone else's 2 points?
Whoa.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a chance.
Oh. There you go.
So, right. And you can give out the points to different people.
Oh, perfect.
Too. You don't have to give them all to one person, but you also can.
All right. I feel like a dictator now.
No, we love it. There's no rules, just right. Bloomin' onion. All right, round 2. Pigs have been radicalized against humans and are armed with AK-47s and big-ass knives.
Cool.
No! All right, Frank. What's the brighter side of pigs have been radicalized against humans?
Hunting season. It means we're going to have so much bacon all of the time everywhere. It's going to be like you know, because then we're obviously going to go to war and we're not going to let that meat go to waste.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like double baconators.
Nice.
Ooh, War of the Pigs. I like that.
I love that song. Maggie?
I would say that the qualm of the pigs is not with the Jews.
That's right.
So it's Jewish people's time to shine. Really, just come out there and really show people that you're the chosen people.
Or Muslims.
And the Muslims
they do get along.
Muslims too.
Oh my God.
Muslims have gotten a bad rap, you know, especially recently with everything. So we get to see the Muslims and the Jews be left alone by the pigs,
wow.
And everybody else gets slaughtered.
It's just the Christians and the atheists and everybody else, and also the Hindus, they get to be here. Mm-hmm. No, wait, they eat pork. Do Hindus eat pork?
I think they're vegetarian.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. I think they're vegetarian.
Right. I know they don't eat cows. They don't eat cows.
Certainly not.
I'm going to sound so ignorant, but I'm trying.
Just everybody who makes a big deal about like, what am I going to tell my children? They're going to get killed by a pig. How am I going to explain this to my children? Yep, a pig's going to cut your head off.
That's the South is gone forever, for sure.
South is gone. First off, you know, I don't think we got to worry about the AKs. They don't have fingers. So that's, you know, that's good. You know, they just have a surplus of guns and we could take the guns and shoot them with them. But the knives, you could always like glue a knife to a pig's face and, you know, some of them already got like tusks. So that would be wild way to die. And they killed the guy from Game of Thrones. So they're dangerous.
There you go.
Yeah, but I got a cousin who loves pig's feet. And I just feel like he'd be like, you know, a war hero in the pig war.
Yeah.
He's chopping off feet.
It's just 1,000+ kills. And he's just got all these feet.
It's like the first time you could finally eat the person you kill. do in war. This is a new.
Everyone would have flamethrowers. Every battle would end in a barbecue.
It would smell delicious.
What a delicious war. Oh, did I judge?
Yeah, you judge. Who you got? You got 2 points to give out.
Oh, shit. I was just enjoying everybody's responses. You know what? 2 points. Let's go give Ed one and Maggie one. I'm sorry.
Oh, all hell right.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, Frank. I enjoyed the bacon.
Oh, what?
Pull out of the
hole. I said what? Like, I really didn't know what was going on. I was like, huh? Yeah, maybe I should stop eating these edibles.
Frank's been fucking snorting edibles.
I just want to see a pig with a gun. You know what I mean?
Well, I can. Never mind. There was a joke there.
I love Bebop.
You have to give a pitch for an anti-anxiety medicine. Just wait. What? What?
This is like scribbled.
No, it's cursive, and San Jose had a 36th education. Oh, that's an and. Oh, okay. And oh, okay. You have to give a pitch for an anti-anxiety medication, and you just have diarrhea all over the boardroom.
Ooh, pitch for anti. Sorry, great, Maggie. What do you got for us?
You demonstrate one of the side effects and you let everybody know, hey, it's not so bad. Diarrhea all over a boardroom. This is the worst that could happen. Get your anxiety together.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. All right, Eddie.
If I can quote the great Henry Zebrowski, this speech must end. That's right.
I'm stressed out. I'm shit in front of all of you. This is like, we need medicine to solve this. Please.
Oh, that's nice. I like it. I could feel your rage.
I channeled the shitter.
You channeled the shitter. Also, Henry does have a lot of rage for a man.
He does, for a man. Which is like a crazy amount of rage.
I don't know why that felt so disrespectful. Henry, you've got a lot of rage for a man.
You're like, even for a man.
Because I feel like women have rage, but we don't really talk about the female rage as much because we get scared, you know?
Yeah.
Women don't really shoot up theaters as much as we just ruin people inside slowly over years.
It's a long
the
game.
Rage has different manifestations.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to hurt now or you want to hurt for the next 20 years?
Yeah. I'd rather hurt now. I would rather hurt now.
I always respect those like Snapped episodes where it's like a mom who's like, she drowned all four of her kids. You're like, damn, that is commitment.
That's like a minute.
Kid number one.
There's actually five of them.
Yeah. Kid number two.
Who was the Greek myth where the lady killed all her kids and they set her on fire? I got to read again.
Right. We'll think about it. If anybody knows this Greek myth, write into us. All right. So what was the question again?
If you were a Greek myth, would you kill all your children?
Yeah. You have to give a pitch for an anti-anxiety medicine. Diarrhea all over the boardroom.
Oh, well, you know, I think I'm going to hop on like both what Maggie and Ed said. I'll just be like, yeah, see, look at this diarrhea. And I'm not anxious. You know what? This is great. And then I just kind of start smearing it. And then I'm just like, you know, what are you anxious? Because I'm not anxious. And I get in people's faces with my doobie finger. I'm like, are you anxious? Because I'm not anxious.
Yeah, you get all the points. Yeah. Yeah, you get all the points.
That's 4 points for Amber.
Yes.
And I was a little bit off. It is, according to Homer's Iliad, Niobe had 6 sons and 6 daughters and boasted of her prognitive superiority to the Titan Leto, who had only 2 children, the twin deities Apollo and Artemis. And so as punishment for her pride, Apollo killed her sons and Artemis killed her daughters.
Wow. Damn.
Some so cold-blooded shit.
Yeah, so she went from 12 to nothing and they had 2.
Because she was
talk
bragging.
Talk about a loss.
She, yeah. What are you gonna do?
I feel like that there's just like a fable of like, don't brag to your neighbors about what you have and boast.
Otherwise, they'll kill your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
They would come in and smash that HDTV so hard.
Exactly.
You'll have none.
Also, what's that thing in the Bible where you paint your door red or if you don't, your firstborn son will die?
Oh, Passover.
I would just paint my door even if I didn't believe it because.
Yeah, just paint the door red.
Just paint the fucking door red. Dude. What's the worst that could happen?
Paint your door with blood. That's metal as hell.
I was doing this
for metal purposes.
All right, Maggie, what we got? What's the brighter side? Oh, Rambo so likes you.
He's on the move, and he's going to rip out some wires. This is, you know, every time classic I get mad, and I just keep bringing him back like a fucking idiot.
You want to sit on my lap, baby? You can sit on my lap if you want. You enter an alternate universe where the band Train is the number one band in the world. Drops of Jupiter, Play, Tef.
Oh, I wrote that. So that's just their song. So the band Train, they sing, hey, soul sister. They sing that. They all say, drops of Jupiter in my head. They also sing, play that song. They're really bad.
She didn't know a lot.
She bought the CD and is pissed.
I know.
I like how she was like, in an alternate universe. I was like, you mean this universe?
You mean this one?
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150, with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features see owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, you go to an alternate one and they're like, Train is number one. It's like bigger than, like, K-pop doesn't even exist. Metal doesn't exist. Rap doesn't exist.
Just all Train.
They all Train. They love Train.
Okay, okay. So tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? I thought you thought that was going to be something intelligent.
Yeah.
All right. Train is the only band and you got to listen to Drops Jupiter every day. They're the only band or they're just number one?
Ooh, I wrote number one, but let's just say they're the only band.
They're the only band now. They're the only band. Okay. You go back caveman stuff, you know, is like start throwing rocks at each other, and you have to create your own type of music. And when you do create this music, it will be very easy to become number one because your competition is Train.
Yeah. Can we play a little bit of Train, or is that against the rules and guidelines?
I mean, we can play it for a little while. April, why don't you throw a little Train?
How many albums do they have?
I believe they have. I don't care.
They have enough.
Because if it's only Train and it's only like three albums, that's gonna it's gonna be pretty dope.
I'd rather listen to Train the Train.
Choo choo.
Just different albums of Train sounds.
Oh, if Train is the only band around, my brighter side is now you get to kill yourself legitimately. And you get to kill yourself, and it's okay. And, you know, now if Train's the only band that's around, and if you kill yourself, not your fault. You know what? Not your fault.
Not
it's
your
right.
fault. It's Train's fault.
You got hit by a train.
This is a sequel to our song Drops of Jupiter. It's called Puddles of Jupiter.
I think they're the worst band around.
Whoa.
I think
there's plenty of worse bands.
No, I think they're the number one bad band.
I mean, there's Nickelback. They're
worse than Nickelback. They're worse than both of those bands.
Yeah, Drops of Jupiter, you catch me in the right moment. I'll get a little excited for it.
That song slapped back in the day.
Absolutely. I think it's a plus because, listen, white women love Train, and I love the white women that love Train. So... If I'm in a universe where it's only playing Train, that's just, I think what I'm saying is it'd be a universe where it's only white women. And that sounds.
Because everybody else killed themselves.
No.
Man, I dated.
That went so bad.
I was going to say, I once dated a chick so hot, I saw the Goo Goo Dolls twice.
No.
Oh. Yo, that's pretty hot. That's pretty hot, dog. Damn, dude.
The Googles. What did they sing? Down. I'm so down. What did they sing?
2 a.m. Stuff like that.
2 a.m. was...
Matchbox 20.
Yeah. That's Matchbox 20. Yeah.
Which I saw.
It was actually 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Goo Goo Dolls was a, and I don't want the world to see.
See, yeah.
Because
I don't think that they'll understand.
Why don't you slide?
Well, I will say, one of the concerts was, it was Smash Mouth, Goo Goo Dolls, and then Lenny Kravitz. Now, I was like, I'm like, oh, Lenny Kravitz, okay.
Okay.
And then, you know, he's soft, but, you know, apparently.
Show the dick.
But you know what happened to me? For the encore, they were doing Are You Gonna Go My Way? And fucking Prince came out.
Whoa.
Made the whole thing badass.
Wow.
So the Goo Goo Dolls show was the best show in town.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so
where was it?
At Florida, at Coral Sky Amphitheater in West Palm Beach.
What was Prince doing in Florida? Oh, it was Palm Beach.
Yeah, he was hanging with Lenny Kravitz, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't hanging out with the Goo Goo Dolls. Prince ain't fucking chilling with them. Yeah.
It's all like, Goo Goo, what?
All right, Maggie, you have 2 points to give out. Where would you like to send them?
I got to give him to Frank. I think that Frank would be thriving in this world.
He'd be thriving in this world. It's just you, the Starbucks cup of frappe latte every day. Best, living your dream.
All right. Picking out of the hat of horrors. And we got, you find out the devil is real and he loves hip hop. I mean. It's gotta be. This seems accurate.
I don't see the how that's bad.
There, the devil is real and he likes hip hop. Amber, go.
The brighter side of the devil is real and he likes hip hop. Well, if the devil is real, then means God's real. And if God's real, then my upbringing wasn't wrong the whole time.
Whoa.
You know, because I was raised very Christian and then I had my own battles within myself. But if the devil's real, then God's real. If he likes hip hop. Ah, oh, God, I hope God likes hip hop too, because it's a good, you know, it's
just because the devil likes it doesn't mean that God
doesn't mean that God doesn't. Yeah. So yeah, I see no wrong.
This is good.
I think this is a good thing here.
All right, Frank, the devil is real and he likes hip hop. What do you got?
That's like crazy because I feel like if you find out the devil's real and then he likes hip hop, you're like, oh, the devil likes the same shit I like. You're just like, oh, maybe everything everyone's been talking about him is like not true. You know what I mean? What if the devil's just like a cool dude who just made some mistakes and just loves fucking music?
He doesn't. You argumentally, like, the devil, you know, this is a very devil, you know, place we're in right now, and so you got to speak nice. But I will say, you know, he's just a cop. He's a warden. He's watching the jail. Like, someone's got to have that job. You know, he used to be an angel, for Christ.
And wasn't he just, the whole thing is he was mad that human beings were more in favor of God's light than angels? Wasn't that his whole thing? And so he started a war in heaven.
He started a war in heaven.
Yes.
Him and then him versus the Archangel Michael.
Yes.
And they
Michaelite country.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't Lucifer a choir director? I heard. Wasn't he a music director?
He was music. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You Louisiana Christian, you know this shit.
Yeah.
You know the lore.
I love it.
Yes. Yeah, the devil was the angel of music, and that's why a lot of religions don't listen to music.
The devil's music. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of
Frank's
sense.
Mouth is aghast right
I
now.
I had. No idea.
Yeah, so the devil was originally an angel in heaven.
Yeah,
and then he was like all one, and he was like the angel of music.
He was
and
a
then,
fucking music teacher the whole time, Doc?
Yeah.
He was Suge Knight.
He was like Sharon Jones. He's a jail guard and a great musician. All right. Maggie,
wait,
the devil.
Sorry. That begs to ask the question, then what instrument did the devil play?
The fiddle.
That was perfect. That deserved
job,
a handshake.
Maddie.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect.
All right, Maggie, the devil's real and he likes hip hop. What do you got?
Okay, so devil's real. He likes hip hop. Means he likes good music.
Mm-hmm.
Means I go around him, play some screamo, I immediately get into heaven.
Whoa.
The devil does not want me to be playing A Day to Remember in hell. He does not want to hear no Dance Gavin Dance in hell. He doesn't want to hear Boys Night Out in hell. So he's going to be like, take that shit to heaven.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of hell.
And he's right. He's right.
I love Boys Night Out.
Yeah.
Fucking Hell yeah, dude. I love Boys Night Out so much.
I don't even know it.
What is that?
I skipped a...
Canadian band.
In college, I skipped a like a study session where they're like, we're going to give you all the answers to the final. And Boys Night Out was playing in Houston, so I took off.
Good
for the Boys Night Out thong I wore yesterday, dude. Yesterday, dude.
All right. That is the end of the second round. That means I will take an edible from Frank.
Could I have one also? I denied it earlier.
And,
thank you, Frank.
Here is the score. As of now, we got Maggie May with 4 points.
Woo.
We got Frank Castillo with 2, Amber Nelson with 5, Ooh. And Ed Larson, myself, with 3.
Wow. Woo. It's anybody's game, people.
Anybody's game. What are we doing? How many points you think we should do? Maggie, I'm going to let you pick. How many points per answer?
Points per answer, what did we do last time?
4 for Frank, 2 for the rest of us.
I say 4 across the board.
4 across the board. I love it.
Doing 4 across the board. The stakes are high, people. Okay, so Frank, what is the brighter side of you get really excited for an Italian meal and the really expensive restaurant only has wheat pasta? Oh my God. Who wrote that?
I wrote it.
Ed.
That's so specific. And you know what's so funny?
That's horrible.
I 100% know what you mean.
Yeah.
The first time you have wheat pasta, you're just like, what is this, like splintery spaghetti?
Yeah. It's like sandpaper.
Yeah. Am I fucking maybe eating a pirate ship?
Yeah. This is like, I feel like I'm eating cardboard. Have you never had wheat pasta?
No, I have. And it's not even that healthier.
No.
It's not, it's not even that much healthier. Like, eat the regular pasta.
You heard everything that was great about this place. You show up and you only got wheat pasta.
No.
You fucking lose my mind. Frank, what do you got?
Oh, man. It's great because you get to realize. How quickly you could find another restaurant.
He's going Grubhub and figure that out.
In like the locale.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We'll find another restaurant.
Just get out of there. All right.
Maggie, what do you got?
So this is what you do. Like the restaurant, obviously they only have wheat pasta for tonight because they wouldn't have high reviews if they were just a wheat pasta restaurant. So they're out for tonight. So you get to put on your best Karen, complain to the manager, get some certificates to come back on another day, and while you're there, you can eat your wheat spaghetti, and because it's wheat and you're not eating so much of it, that margarita's going to hit harder.
Ooh,
here you go.
Get the margarita at an Italian restaurant. I like it. All right.
I like it. I like it.
You know, this was mine, and I thought long and hard about it, and I got a thing. You just order the pizza.
Yeah,
right.
A wheat pizza?
No, it's just the spaghetti, you know. So your heart's set on spaghetti, or in my case, linguine clam sauce, you know, because you know,
right.
Like, I would just get the pizza, or you know, a sub.
Right, and if you get the pizza, it could be kind of treated like there's an Egyptian flatbread, and I at the moment forget what it is, but I made it for like a thing for myself just out of curiosity. It's good, but you use whole wheat flour, and it's like a thin sort of. I could picture a pizza being good with it. I'm gonna give Ed the 4 points.
Whoa! Yeah.
Just because that's the only possibility of that shit being good, not in pasta. Yeah.
But then also, the crust on a pizza is not pasta. So he found a loophole.
Oh, you're right, Maggie.
He found a loophole.
You know what? Maggie gets the 4 points.
Hell yeah!
Maggie gets the four points. Yeah, yeah.
Pizza's not pasta?
I'm changing it. I'm changing it. Because you said pull out the inner Karen in your answer, and you did it just now, and I think you're correct.
Thank you.
You're sticking with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Frank, pick out of the hat.
I'm sorry, Ed. But if anybody, you know, if you've never tried Egyptian flatbread, you know, you can make it in your oven. Not as good as in a coal stove.
I'm going to, you know, Maggie, I'm going to call your manager and tell him to have you not booked April 12th for the Randy Feldface show at Dynasty Typewriter. How about that?
He's going to be like,
that's a great
wait, Maggie's going to be where? I'm kidding.
Weed is made illegal again.
Oh,
fuck. That, Ed, you had such specific, this is your handwriting, right?
Yeah, you can tell.
You had such specific, shitty things. All right.
I know.
We have the same exact handwriting.
Oh, did you have a bad handwriting teacher too? I learned how to draw every letter incorrectly just to piss her off because she was such a bitch. And so.
Choose another.
I'll show you. I won't be able to communicate for the rest of my damn life.
That's how much I hate your ass.
Take that, Ms. Peterson.
Sister Dolores.
Ah!
Yeah, none. You know, women need sex. And if you don't give it to us, we're going to, like, beat children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Men will shoot up a movie theater. We just beat children and tell them, you know, your handwriting sucks.
You're fat.
Yeah.
We get gainful employment with tenure and within the rights of a religion, beat children.
The smart way.
She's the only known that hit.
All right. What's the thing again?
All right. Weed is made illegal again. Maggie, what do you got?
I mean, who cared it was illegal in the first place? You kidding me? Now you just get to feel like you're in The Wire buying an eighth. Mm-hmm. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
You still be out here doing it.
All right.
But now you get to be a G.
Hell yeah.
Oh, great, great.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I have to go with Maggie because that's, wait, that was me.
There's still two more people.
Oh,
there's
still two. Oh, shit.
Oh, but you could just go ahead and give it to Maggie.
Defeated. No.
It's very defeated.
I got high and fucked up. I thought you guys already answered.
That's right.
Right now, Frank has an edible just sitting and looking at him, and he's, I think, talking to it in between.
Well, because that's exactly what I was thinking was yeah, you would just be, you'd go back to normal, like you'd call up your old drug dealer and be like, hey man, I don't even talk in like a year,
yeah,
like 5 years.
I go get in my guy's truck. He was called what was his name? Rush Hour. His name was Rush Hour.
Your drug dealer was named Rush Hour.
And he got there like always 6 hours late. You know,
change your name.
So fucking late. And then
he starts during Rush Hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On
rush
purpose,
hour
he's late.
Over here.
And I get his fucking car, and then I'm just like, who's this man? You know, and we're just kind of like smoking weed. And then the other day, I downloaded some app, like WhatsApp or whatever, and he found me. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, Amber. And
oh,
I was like,
oh my God.
It's been 20 years, dude, or whatever.
I got this one, like, messenger. I can't remember the name of it, but I keep the notifications on because that's how people buy contact drug dealers. What's it called?
Signal?
It's like,
no, not Signal.
Yeah, it's like a green thing. What's it called?
It might not exist anymore, but I kept it on my phone for all these years because I would get notifications whenever somebody would join, and it always would crack me up every single time.
Hilarious.
And then one time, because it would just be like, like so-and-so, and it's always someone who owns like a comedy theater, and you just know they're buying Molly for the weekend.
Yeah.
And, and so, you know. But one time the notification was a cokehead LA douchebag you met with Henry just joined.
That is every person in Los Angeles.
They're all on WhatsApp. All right. I started a job once. Oh. I started a job once and there's so many red flags. But the first red flag was, so when we communicate, you have to download this other app because it doesn't get tracked.
Telegram. That's what it was.
Yeah,
was
like, yeah, there we
okay,
go.
This is a red. I did end up quitting 2 days later.
Yeah, every single person, I love when I get my Telegram notifications. It's always like, oh man, of course you're doing drugs again. He's like, you were sober. You know, like.
That's so funny.
All right. I used to be in the business. And, we had a hard 4 days. And, I feel like I could do it better this time. I feel like I could sell weed a lot better than I did last time. I know who to go to. I know a couple tricks on how to make it weigh a little more. So
what? You mean you putting baby powder in the weed, Eddie?
Baby carrots. You see, what we do is we had a lot of weed. I mean, it's a long time over. We were kind of shitty about it. But we had a lot of weed, like pounds and pounds and pounds. And we had these like giant Tupperware bins that were like, you know, as high as the table and like this wide, and we'd fill it with weed and baby carrots, and then we'd seal it, and then we'd take it out a week later, and then 10 pounds would become 15 pounds.
Oh, because the weed absorbs the water from the carrots.
Yes, you just got to make sure you get all the carrots out of there.
Oh, right, because you're also hydrating the weed, so it might be better for the weed.
I mean, it's not good because it just burns slower and it's shittier weed. But when you're selling like massive quantities, it really helps out.
Oh my God. The cops are here, Ed.
They're like, yeah, that sucked, bro.
Yeah. Trust me. The cops aren't the ones that are upset that he did that.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't get me twice.
It's all the other stoners.
Oh, shit. Brighter Side of Weed's now illegal is, you know what? I've been developing a bit more of a tolerance for it. And I would say, like, I'd cut back. And then I guess when I did smoke weed, it'd be much more special.
Oh,
you know,
that's sweet.
And just kind of like meditate more or whatever. Light a candle.
I'm gonna have to vote for Ed because I want to be a part of this fucking drug operation he's got going on.
You took it from me.
Yeah.
You're like, instead of feeling like the Wire, let me be the Wire.
Yeah. We went from Wire to fucking I don't know any other show.
Breaking Bad.
There we go. That
Breaking
one.
Mildly Weeds. Inconvenient.
Yeah, Weeds. God damn it, Frank. Maybe like three less edibles.
Oh, yeah, we used to like, we had like a thing that would help find bugs. We had like a bug detector that we would sweep the house for once a week.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Don't go into a motel room with that.
No. Bugs like microphones.
Oh, I thought you meant like.
No. Yeah, no, we had bugs in the house normally. Spiders. We had a spider problem.
Oh, my God. A spider
Good old
problem.
Tallahassee.
I would rather a roach problem than a spider problem.
Not me. Much rather have a spider problem.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, roaches are fucking disgusting.
Because, they do just crawl. A reason I left New York City, or one of the top five reasons, I was sleeping in my bed and a roach fell on my head.
Yeah.
From That's the ceiling. Do That'll do it.
What's worse, roaches or rats?
Rats.
Rats are worse. Because roaches, you can kill without remorse. You know, a rat is a mammal. You know, and so
feel
it's
bad
hard.
About killing a rat.
It's hard, man. It's hard. It's hard. You know,
a rat
they look.
Has a
you look in their eyes.
It's a mammal.
It starts singing to you. You're like, God damn it!
But there was no
cats in America.
Jeez.
I love that we went to the same place.
Yes.
That's so great.
You just watch Ratatouille on Disney Plus.
I was having a little bit of a problem with rats, and I put out a sticky trap, and then I go do some shows in New York, and I bombed on all of them. Mm-hmm. And so I did like, you know, when you do three shows in a row and you bomb or it just doesn't work out, and I come home and I'm just like defeated and just like, what am I doing with my life? And a rat got stuck on the sticky trap, so it was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. Wah, 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 and
you
I
drowned it?
I just threw it. I just threw it out the window.
Did
you drown it?
Well, that's how I used to kill the mice on the mice on the sticky trap.
Oh.
You just put them in like a piece of Tupperware and you fill it and you close the lid and you're like, you'll be done in a little
but
while.
But I hope you threw out the Tupperware.
Oh, no, you got to keep it for the next time you got to kill a mouse.
Okay, that's the mouse Tupperware. Make sure you label it. I don't want to eat spaghetti out of this later.
It lives under the sink.
Okay.
You got a bunch of rats out there looking like the damn, that one damn movie with Wolverine where he was a magician.
Oh,
Prestige.
There we
Prestige.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. You got a bunch of prestigious rats.
Yeah. You got a rat Guantanamo Bay over there.
Oh, wait. Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Prestige. It was The Fountain, right?
No. Same actor, but you had it right the first time.
Okay.
The Prestige is where he hits up Nikola Tesla because he's trying to figure out the trick.
Oh. Yeah.
Nikola Tesla, not very nice to the ladies.
I mean, who was?
But Nikola Tesla was very much of a misogynist.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a genius.
I think everyone was at that time.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I think it was like the base, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think they let women vote at that time.
No. And I can still recognize the fact, like, he's a genius. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a genius, but yeah.
What if they changed?
He would hit me in the face. He would, if me and Nikola Tesla were talking around, he would punch me in the face and call me a cunt.
Nikola Tesla would punch me in the face. Kick that dude's ass and drive over him with his car. Sorry, Frank.
You go like yeah. He wouldn't let you turn like flick the light switch.
Oh no.
Mm-mm.
No, he wouldn't. Well, he had like a big mommy issue.
Yeah.
And he said like no other woman can compare to his mother. So even at that time, that's weird. You know what I mean? Because men had wives and they had children, and not everybody was mean to their wife because you have to propagate the species. And if everybody was, then women would they would just kill themselves. You know what I mean? But you know, he was normally weird.
Who was he telling that to?
I think he wrote it in a journal.
Just out loud to different women. No one can compare to my mother.
I mean, this could all be hearsay from Edison trying to steal his shit.
You're right.
Edison's like, you know, Nikola Tesla tried to fuck his mom, right?
You're right.
I know what I was thinking of. It's really the masseuses are really lucky that they're not called misogynists.
Oh, that's a good joke, Eddie.
Yeah, I guess so.
Also, cinephiles? We got to think of a new name for people who like movies.
Yeah.
Yes. Cinephile? Come on, buddy.
He loves sinning?
Who's next? I forget.
All right, so we all answered. Did you give points away? Yeah, you gave them to me. All right, Maggie, you're up.
All right, let's see.
I'm a cinephile.
Yeah, somebody's like, he's a cinephile. Check his servers. They looked, it's like, he's got a bunch of movies on him.
Yeah, they're torrenting. I'm a cinephile, but for young man porn.
Young man?
He's got nothing but Disney movies on his server. The worst kind of cinephile.
Oh my God, what is young man porn? Just like trucks? You know, because they like trucks and
Monster
like...
Jam.
It's like Huck and Finn when they're swimming. Yeah. When they're free foot.
Oh my God.
All right. What's the brighter side, Maggie?
You make a sandwich, eat it, then realize the bread was moldy.
Bread's moldy after you made that sandwich and you ate it.
And you ate it.
You have to, you know. I would say I would only buy that bread again for the rest of my life, because if I can get through a whole sandwich, not even realize the bread is moldy, that's some good ass bread. And so now you know what bread to buy at any moment. So you can say, even if it's moldy, I can still fucking eat it.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
Great deal. Great deal. I've for sure done that. Eating the whole thing moldy like when I was a little kid. And I didn't get sick. And I think it made my immune system stronger. And you know what? I got COVID and I was just fine.
You're going to blame that moldy sandwich.
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150 with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features see owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, Frank, you eat the whole sandwich. And the bread's moldy. How do you feel about it?
Well, it happened to me today, so...
Whoa! Were you high when you ate the sandwich?
Yeah.
You're like, it's sweet.
I was like, this tastes a little weird. And I was like, oh, shit! And then I was like, oh, this sourdough tastes a little too sour. I still ate it. I was fine.
Yeah.
And then, but I was also on edibles, so every 2 seconds I was like...
You got caught.
Couldn't all tell.
Right. But you're fine. You're healthy. Yeah, fine. You're looking great here.
So the bright side is you were high, though.
Yeah.
You ate a moldy sandwich, but you were high, though.
Yeah.
Because if you were sober, you'd have been like, wait a minute.
I'd have been worried.
All right, Maggie, you got 4 points to give out. Where are they going?
I'm going to give... I mean, 2 points to Amber.
Yes. Knew I lived through COVID for something. For something good. I get 2 points.
I'm going to give 1 point to Ed.
Gotta like that bread.
Fuck it, 1 point to myself. I read the shit out of it. No.
Woo!
1 point to Frank.
You can get points to yourself if you want.
You can?
Yeah, sure. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, I'll remember that.
People were giving points to like, who was it? George Washington a few episodes ago?
There was like a buffalo that did something.
All
right. You're a bartender and someone sexy buys you a shot to further solidify their sexiness. And then you take it and throw up in their face. All right, you're a bartender, and someone sexy buys you a shot to further solidify their sexiness. And then you take it, and then you throw up in their face. Amber, you were a bartender.
I was.
How do you feel about this?
Many, many years. I never drank behind the bar, but let's say a part of this I did, and I took it and I threw up in their face. You know what? At least they're not going to try to fuck me. Because I like my customers to come in and just like talk to me about their day and not try to flirt. And at least he's just doing that from now on.
Yeah, that's nice. And, you know, if they don't fuck you, then they're going to keep coming back.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're going to want to fuck you.
Because once you fuck them, they're never going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you never fuck your client.
Do you know that, Frank?
I did. As a guy that loves to get thrown up on, it would probably be pretty cool, you know? And then you're like, oh, I'm a repeat customer. I'm going to keep coming back.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. The cool lady threw up on you.
All right, Maggie. You're a bartender. Sexy man buys you a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You take the shot. You throw up in his face. What's going on?
I threw up in his face because he tried to roofie me and it was poison in there. So I threw up in his stupid face.
Whoa.
Someone doesn't have a trust of man. You're serving. You're making the drink.
Yeah. But then he like slipped it in there and was like, you take this shot. And then I was like, okay. And I just took it real quick just to pretend like I took it. Mm-hmm. Threw up in his stupid face and he had to go home and he couldn't do his little tricks anymore.
Ooh. You know what? I love a good story. 4 points to Meg.
Yeah. And now you're giving him the drugs. If you got roofied and you threw up
in his face,
would he get roofied?
Some would get in his mouth. A few would get in his mouth. Some roofie would get in there. And then he would go home and he'd be in an Uber. And on the way, he would pass out. The Uber will steal his money and drag him out in the street and leave him there. And also pull his pants down. Ooh. So in the morning when he wakes up, his whole ass is showing.
Whoa, wow. That's a lot for this man. Yeah. I mean, but then again, the karma of him giving some bad stuff to somebody would happen to him like that.
Exactly. Promising. Exactly. His ass just out. Woman. Gets bit by a bird.
Woo, yeah, just don't give anybody drugs, you know.
Don't do it.
Let's Unless be cool. they ask for them.
Unless they ask for them.
Then you're a nice person.
Then you're a cool guy.
All right, that is, we're going into our final round, which is the speed round. We're lowering it to 10 seconds each, and we're going to find out who's going to. Why do we say we make it 10 points just to turn this thing in?
That's great.
All right, Amber, you picked out first. What do we got? 10 seconds, 10 points. Let's hear it.
You take a big hit of weed in front of some teens. Then you cough and start crying like a baby nerd. What's the brightest side of that, Frank?
They know what it looks like when you actually take a hit of weed.
Ooh.
Yeah, you show these kids what it's like to take a hit.
Like a real hit.
Yeah.
A big boy hit.
Yeah. Like, this is what getting high looks like.
Wow. Maggie,
what do you think?
This embarrassment prompts you to stop hanging out with teens.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I'm 31. I don't need this.
Yeah, I'm done.
I like how I'm like, I'm trying to show these kids I'm cool. You're like, you should stop hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least now they're not going to want any of your weed. And because they see you coughing and shit like that, so maybe they won't want it and you don't have to share your weed and you got more weed.
Oh, that's a great optimistic look. I'm going to go 10 points for Maggie, though.
Yeah.
I like just being like, what are we doing here with these teenagers? I was hanging out with some teenagers recently and I was just like, oh, this is weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think I was asking them, like, have you ever heard of like Robin, like the pop artist from Europe? And they were like, who's that? And everything. I was like, have you heard of this? If you're like, who, what do you?
Robin, what is that, a bird or like a superhero sidekick?
I was selling drugs to some teenagers. I mean, I was talking to some teenagers the other day and they were like super annoying because they didn't have change.
Mm.
And no.
Teenagers are a bunch of nerds, I'll say it.
Yeah, I mean, I was so cool.
I was a nerd when I was a teenager. I was a nerd.
Yeah, I was not a good person. Not saying teenagers are bad people. If you're listening to this, we love you and you're super cool.
Yeah.
I think some
don't talk to any of us.
Come talk to me if I've ever seen you. If you're a teenager and I come to your hometown, come on, talk to me.
I would say no one's worth talking to until they're 24. Frank, pick out of that.
Oh, if that isn't the truth.
Call me when you can rent a car with no penalty.
I know
you paying $180 extra. Don't call me.
You haven't had a dream fail yet? You just learned that the Oscar-nominated cartoon short Bestie, is based on a real Chilean woman who used dogs to torture and rape women for the government.
Oh, it was real.
That was real. I looked it up.
Uh-huh. Amber and I caught the Oscar-nominated animated shorts. I didn't realize that was real.
You know when you have a thought at 3 a.m. and you're like, I wonder if that's real. And like, I just like kind of rolled over and I looked, and it's a real woman from the Chilean who worked for the Chilean government.
Spoiler alert. But it's a great one.
So she
used dogs to torture people?
And rape women.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She would specifically use dogs to rape women.
Yeah. Dogs?
Yeah, dogs. Yeah. And she was a part of the Chilean government.
Yeah, and then she let the dog eat her out a bunch and shit. We're telling the whole story.
I mean, listen.
And then, you know.
Some people get a dream job and some people have to work meaningless jobs.
But, you know, I'm surprised.
Oh, we all didn't laugh at that one. Okay.
All right. So you look up the animated short, Bestie is actually real.
I think it's Bestia?
Bestia?
I forget the actual name.
I don't know how to say Bestie in maybe it's Bestia?
Bestia.
Bestia.
All right.
All right. You know, she, you heard what she did. What do you think?
Well, this is it? Well, you're... Oh, man, this is great that I don't have to answer this.
You definitely don't have to answer this.
What is that? It was a documentary or whatever?
It was an animated, it was a cartoon, but it was like doll stop motion.
Okay. So now you know her name. Now you know what she's about. You can go rob her house and not feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Take all of her house,
give her dogs a good home where they don't have to be licking pussy and shit. And just like, you know, take her shit and go to your house and hang out.
Okay.
That dog's going to be so confused when it gets adopted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who I got to lick around here to get some dinner?
My God. Well, I know when a dog eats somebody, they get put down. So if a dog licks a pussy, do they also get put down?
No, they get a statue put up of them. And
none of the other dogs like, look up to them.
Busted down.
God, wouldn't that be so terrible to find out that that dog was like great at eating pussy?
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure he was. I mean, or her. Good. You know, we don't know what that is.
There's multiple times. You don't have a dog eat you out multiple times if they're not good at
eating.
Yeah. Let me see if this dog who still pees inside has learned how to pleasure a woman. Nah.
She proved
dog had a wheelhouse.
I hate to get graphic, but Rambo's tongue is definitely bigger than my penis.
Yo.
Everyone thinks it's man's best friend, but we know what's up.
Have you like measured your tongue and his dick?
No, but I can, you know, I can eyeball it.
Yeah. Would you ever put your penis in Rambo's mouth?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't put my penis in anyone's mouth in this whole room. You're listening to the show unless you're Julie. My penis ain't going in your mouth.
Isn't it so weird when your pet sees you naked?
It was, but now it's gotten pretty regular. I just get worried that he's going to try to sniff my butt, but he never does. They don't care. They want to smell dog piss. They like dog poop. They like dog piss. They don't care for our, because I even pee outside to like inspire Rambo to pee sometimes, you know? And it's like, you don't give a fuck about my pee-pee. You'd rather smell pee-pee from 3 days ago from some random dog.
That's right.
My cat will try to like eat my chest hair.
Look at the spaghetti.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
All right. So... we find out that this horrible cartoon is actually based off reality.
Yeah.
Well, my first thought is that thank God no one's brain went there and created it as like a fun cartoon.
Yeah. Imagine if this was a Pixar short before Cars 3.
Yeah. Someone just imagined it in their little storyboard session. See, this is where the dog eats out the woman. I cartoon drew it painstakingly. I made it up.
Now stay with me.
I thought this was the Toy Story 5 pitch.
It's a sequel to Up called Down.
Yeah.
Secret Life of Dogs.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is. It really is.
That is. So that's a real thing. You know what? I like that at 3 a.m. is when I get my most creative questions. Because I'm not thinking about that at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's like the midnight hour. It's that witchy hour where you roll over and you're like, I wonder if Stephanie from high school is, you know, doing good.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, that's the hour you think of this kind of stuff. That's my bam bam.
I'm going to have to go with Ed.
Oh, yeah. At least they didn't just make it up.
That's true.
That's you're right, true. Ed.
It does feel good that it wasn't just something that someone was like, hey, I got something I'm going to pitch. Like, it had to have been real for it to, you know.
What if?
It was in the 1970s.
Now, hear me out, guys. What if we lived
in
a world?
It was in the 70s?
It was in the 1970s.
Is it wrong that I thought it was modern? They have so many problems down there.
Oh, really? I don't know much about it. I don't know much about the Chilean government.
This was the final episode. There
is a Chilean protest dog that was like famous for like biting cops and shit.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So shout out to that
dog.
He
ate a lot of pussy too. A lot of satisfied women.
I do want to say my dog barked at a police dog in the airport. My dog, my tiny little poodle.
Oh.
Saw a police dog and was like, fuck 12. Like, she was so mad.
This poodle knows what's up. That's amazing. I got fucking handcuffed in front of Rambo recently and he didn't do shit.
Where was she?
We're in front of my house. They were trying to fucking find some guy who was holding people hostage who looked exactly like
him. He looked exactly like him.
And that's so
you look like somebody who holds somebody hostage. Thank you. I'm sorry. That's
just... It takes hours for me to look like this in the morning.
Any white dude with a beard is like, he will keep you.
That's happened to me. They'd be like, we're looking for a Mexican guy, 5'8", he's got a beard. And it's like, oh, well, that's like everybody. I guess I can't go outside.
All right, Ed. What are the points? Is the game finale?
We got two more. We got Maggie and then me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought you
just
went.
Having a nice time. We wrapped.
Oh no, I thought you just went with a thing. No, but you won the thing.
I won that round.
That's why. Sorry, guys.
Okay. This one says you fart very loudly in a quiet meeting.
Oh yeah, that's great. You're the funniest person in the room.
Yep.
Oh man, I want to. I wish I said that.
Amber?
Yeah, if you're like having a solid, serious ass meeting and you're killing the meeting and you just let one rip and then you go straight into you still keep going and you don't break stride and you make eye contact with every single person, they all know you did it. There's something really funny about that. Like, because you know they're all going to laugh and then you're like, is there? Oh, yeah, meetings. Lunch, right? There you go. Yeah,
that's funny. All right, Amber, you fart in a meeting. It's real loud. Everyone hears it.
Oh, my God. Well, I could just like point at someone I dislike and be like, they did it. No, I like the funniest person in the room. I like the, I'm going to speak positive.
Well, yeah, well, that was positive.
That was positive. Just point at someone you hate.
No, you say that you like being the funniest person in the room.
Yeah, shit. I gotta think of like a new thing. Okay, so what if I put I put the microphone up to my butt and then I like fart the alphabet, but that's like same as being the funniest person in the room, you know?
What are you gonna do?
I can list off what I ate and be like, you're tasting some chicken wings right now. This is a McDonald's burger. You taste it. You had a little bit of what I had. And they get dessert.
All right, Frank, you fart in the meeting. It's real quiet. Everyone hears it.
I tell them, you know, I only get gassy when I work hard.
Whoa. Okay, I'm sorry.
And there's more where that comes from. Yeah. And
just... I gotta give that to Frank. He turned it around on them. Like, he took a... Yeah, that's a...
I get gassy when I work hard. So then your boss can't just be like, it doesn't stink in here. You're not working hard enough, Frank. So now you got a mission to fart.
And now you just have free reign to fart whenever you want.
Right. And then you look at your boss like, why are you not farting, bro?
Whoa.
Someone's like, I shat myself. You're like, that dude's working real hard.
Yeah. Party to the party. All right. Last one. 10 points. Who's it going to? Your hands are laser beams. And you keep decapitating people. Oh, your hands are laser beams and you keep decapitating people. Amber, please, the board is yours.
You know, I was in jazz choir in high school, and that was like as much fun as that was. I did unfortunately do jazz hands until I was about 23, and that would stop me from doing jazz hands. There I would just go. Always do this. Be like, hey, everybody. I would just like do this.
Jazz choir.
I was in jazz choir.
Is it all scatting?
No, it's like we would sing like, like some...
Like Ella Fitzgerald and stuff?
But kind of like Lamer.
You say neither, and
I say neither. And we're just doing box steps. You say neither.
Box step in the name of love.
Dog. All right. Yeah. Frank, your hands are laser beams, and you keep decapitating people.
It's great, because then it'd be like Cyclops, where you just got to have like some kind of visor or some stuff over your hands.
Oh.
And you wouldn't be expected to do a lot of stuff.
Oh. No.
Because if those slip, people start dying. Then it's like, yeah, I'm not going to take the trash out.
No.
And I would have accepted Rogue. Rogue wore the gloves because when she touched people, her hand... Maggie, your hands have laser beams shooting at them and they keeps decapitating people.
You've monetized your power and you're doing a laser light show. And if people get decapitated, they have signed a release ahead of time about this laser light show is going to be Pink Floyd, but you might get decapitated. So they're fine with it. Their family can't see
Maggie. You know, I love Pink Floyd laser light shows. You're way in the lead. I'm giving the 10 points to you.
Yeah.
You have won the Hoopa Goo Goo. Congratulations. Thank you so much for coming out. This has been The Brighter Side. Maggie May, Frank Castillo. Thank you so much. Frank Castillo has an album out called Lupe. You can listen to it on Spotify. And also, the Peaked podcast is available everywhere. Check that out. Where you might surprise you, but they get stoned on the podcast. And
what?
Very stoned.
MaggieMayHaha.wordpress.com, and you're gonna have a couple shows coming up in the LA area April 6th. You're gonna be at, I'm gonna smoke a joint after this. Thank you, Frank. April 6th, Evan Maynard show at the Clubhouse. That's April 6th. April 12th, Randy Feltface. You'll be on his show at the Dynasty Typewriter, a wonderful Australian puppet. Check out Amber's other podcasts, Someplace Underneath with Natalie Jean. That's exclusive to the Last Podcast Network. The Brighter Side Live is on Twitch. It's the second Tuesday of every month, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The next one is going to be on April 12th. So we are rivals that evening, Maggie. Amber and I got a Patreon. Amber, why don't you tell the people about your Patreon?
Ooh, my name is Amber Smelson on Patreon. It's a way to support me as an artist. And also, I cook. You get to see what I cook and how I eat it.
Yeah, and I also got a Patreon, and that's where I'm delivering the Eddie Tunes 2-hour radio hour these days, which is just a fun, I sent myself to Fantasy Radio DJ Camp, and I just like do these fun shows for people. And I gave it away for free for a year, but now it's Patreon time, baby.
It's a great show.
I got private playlists on there, and I just like talking about music a bunch. So come hang out with me over there, and we could talk music, and there's some sketch comedy stuff. You know how we do it. You can check out my movie. You can still rent or buy it. It's called How America Killed My Mother, and you can get that at howamericakilledmymother.com. The domain name was still available. Twitter, at Maggie May Haha, at Frank C Comedy, at @EddieTunes_, at Amber Smelson, at Lost Podcast Network, at Brighter Side LPM. Instagram, Maggie May Haha, Frank Castillo, Amber Smelson, Eddie Tunes, Last Podcast Network, The Brighter Side LPM. Amber on the Rocks. It's Amber's Twitch show on Amber Smelson, his Twitch channel. That is every Friday at 6 p.m. And you hang out with Amber on her porch, have a couple drinks, maybe a smoke, enjoy your life. You got friends now. Sticker giveaway is eternal. You can send us a self-addressed envelope to The Brighter Side, care of LPM, P.O. Box 470, North Hollywood, California, 91603. You could also just mail us whatever you want, as long as it's legal. And even if it's not, just, you know, I don't know. Probably not a good idea. Thank you to our editor, April, for all the hard work you do on our show and making it sound so good. This week, I put out a Patreon-exclusive playlist called Damn, I Feel Good. It is not available to normal common folk. But
wow.
There is there's a great song on it that I just discovered this week that's unbelievable and a phenomenal artist. But it's called Baby, This Love I Have by Minnie Riperton or Riperton. I haven't figured it out yet. But the song fucking jam.
Here's a question, Ed. Is that, hey, I'm not going to pee the bed tonight, is that on your Patreon?
No, that's a YouTube video.
Okay.
Yeah. You could just find, you could just Google that one. Yeah, because you need that in your life if you don't know about it. The Kelly family ain't going to pee-pee, but today you're about to hear Baby, This Love I Have by Minnie Riperton. Thank you, everybody. Love you. Peace.
I hope you recognize what's right before your eyes. Oh, your heart should realize from where I'm dealing. Baby, I'm trying to show you that I love you. Baby, I'm trying to show you that I care.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
What do 8 bags of concrete mix, a cooler full of 30-pound sea bass, and a 10-inch compound miter saw have in common? They're all things that are easier to load in and out of the bed of the new F-150. Thanks to its new available Pro-Access tailgate that's also a swing gate, the new 2024 Ford F-150, tough this smart, can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024, Pro-Access tailgate available starting spring 2024, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and weight distribution.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.